Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian interference on U.S. elections, a probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election last year. He's also examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
There's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone. If any collusion took place, it would be between the DNC and the Clintons. And I think we're starting to now see that all of the things that the Democrats had accused this president of doing, they were actually guilty of themselves. And I think that's a really big problem that should be certainly looked at.
The Mueller probe also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger is rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid, which was destroyed by Hurricane Maria. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana and in the hometown of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Zinke has denied any role in the contract. And even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities in Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualify as ethnic cleansing, members of U.S. Congress are trying to pressure Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on the issue. This is VOA News. Meantime, Myanmar authorities have agreed to allow the United Nations to resume distribution of food in northern Rakhine State, which was suspended for 2 months, according to the UN World Food Program. The agreement, whose details are still being worked out, came as UNICEF reported that Rohingya refugee children fleeing into Bangladesh were arriving close to death from malnutrition. Marixi Mercado is with UNICEF.
This is an extremely small number of children, so these numbers are not representative. But what they do tell us is that at least some of the children are close to death by the time they make it across the border.
WFP has principally distributed food rations to 110,000 in northern Rakhine to both Buddhist and the minority Muslim Rohingya. Rohingya insurgent attacks on police stations there triggered an army crackdown, the UN calling it ethnic cleansing. Spain's Senate has approved a controversial measure allowing it to seize direct control of the semi-autonomous Catalonia region after the local parliament in Barcelona holds its own vote approving of a formal declaration of independence. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda is reporting.
Catalonia waving goodbye to Spain as its local lawmakers pass a vote to formally declare independence. But how far that goes is very much still up in the air. Members of several major Spanish political parties walking out of the chamber in protest ahead of the vote, leaving much of the room empty and the pro-independence crowd in charge. Among those to walk out, the party of Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, which controls an absolute majority of Spain's national parliament. And its Senate in Madrid voted moments later to approve the use of a controversial clause in the country's constitution that allows it to seize direct control of the breakaway region. It's called Article 155, and it's never been used before. And it means that Catalonia's regional president, Carles Puigdemont, and his lieutenants will likely be fired, and new elections held within 6 months.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Mexico's top electoral crimes prosecutor says he's dropping the appeal against his firing, which opposition lawmakers had depicted as an effort by the ruling party to blunt an investigation into possible illegal campaign financing. The government dismissed Santiago Nieto a week ago for revealing parts of an ongoing investigation into possible illegal campaign money from a Brazilian construction company, Odebrecht, in 2012 during the presidential elections. Got more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.